Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, happy Sunday. This is episode 26. It is August 21st, 2016. Wherever you're doing, wherever you're at, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. You know, whatever your definition of success is, and we all have different definitions, everybody's definition comes down to one thing, and that is wanting more, whether it's more money, bigger car, bigger house, whatever. We all want more. That is how we are wired. That's just who we are. But sometimes that desire for more, and that's not necessarily a bad thing sometimes, but sometimes that desire for more can blind us, and it often does blind us to the fact of what we are, to the things we already have in our life and what we should be grateful for. You know, there's many inspirational quotes out there, but I'm reading one right now. And if you count all your assets, you will always show a profit. And that quote is by Robert Quinlan. That has to do with being grateful. And that's what this podcast, or this episode, I'm sorry, is about. It's the art of being grateful. And is it an art? Yes, it is. Now, you might be thinking, well, Pat, my life sucks. My job sucks. You know, everything that is can be going wrong in my life is. What do I have to be grateful for? Well, how about just being here? How about breathing? How about having a roof over your head? How about having a car maybe that you can drive to and from to work or whatever you're doing? I mean, start on that level. Start with your health. You know, if you're in great health, I mean, be grateful for that because so many people aren't. Be grateful that you have a job because so many people don't have jobs. Be grateful that you have your kids, and you might have problem kids, but so many people don't have kids that want kids. So if you start the day off in gratitude, if you start the day off by being grateful for what you have instead of focusing on the negative in your life, it is going to not only set the tone for that day, it is going to set probably the tone and the direction for the rest of your life. Life is too short. Why live it pissed off at the world or being ungrateful? You know, it cracks me up, and most of you have probably heard this. You know, a lot of people want more money, right? We all want more money. You know, if I had $1 million, things would be great. Do you know that money, there's no direct correlation after you reach a certain amount of money in your life? And I think it's $70,000. So you can check this out if you don't believe me. So most people, once they hit that threshold, and some people don't, but once you hit that threshold and you start making more money, there's no direct correlation with money and happiness. There isn't. I mean, you might be more comfortable, but I tell you what, look at, if you don't believe me, look at some of the people. If you have people in your life that have money or have a lot of money, some people are very happy, but some people are miserable. Some people aren't grateful. A lot of people aren't grateful. So I would encourage you, everybody, to start each day in gratitude. Start being grateful for what you have. Oh, God, I don't want to get up and go to work. But you know what? Be grateful you have a job. And some of you might be thinking, well, what does this have to do with criminal justice? I thought this was a criminal justice podcast. It has everything to do with criminal justice. It has everything to do with life. If we start our day and if we start living in gratitude, it is going to affect everything. It's going to affect our contacts out on the street. It's going to affect how we treat people on the job. It's not only going to do that, but on the flip side, it's going to affect in a positive way our personal life. It will. I'm telling you, I started doing this, you know, a while ago, and it has affected me in a good way. And again, it doesn't mean that I don't have bad days. Everybody has bad days. But I tell you what, I am much more grateful for what I have in my life, and I am less focused on what I don't. And I'm telling you, if we start the day and we look at that way of thinking, it'll change your life. No matter how shitty you think your life is, it will change your life by living in gratitude. I'm telling you, life's too short to be pissed off, people. It is. So start being thankful and grateful for what you have in your life. I hope this has been beneficial, and there's plenty of literature, there's plenty of books out there that talk about the art of being grateful, folks. Pick them up. Like I said, Lewis Howe, I love Lewis Howe, I love Tim Ferriss, and plenty of others out there, and look, I'm giving them free props. But there's so much literature out there that talks about, you know, just being grateful in life. You know, life, again, is too short. So with that, is you can go to iTunes, everybody. I'm asking you to go to iTunes and rate and review this podcast. I would appreciate it. I hope everybody has a great rest of your weekend, whatever you're doing. Thank you for tuning in again. I really do appreciate it. I look forward to our next podcast, which is going to be coming up in a few days. Thank you, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.